Coming off a big old, whether it's spring breaking or not,
it's weekend. The weekend of day.
First of all, you were out and about, and you were, grand reopening and whatnot?
It was the grand reopening. They did not come out with the scissors, which is fine, because Tractor Supply, I mean, they have anything else that you could possibly want in the entire world.
We love Tractor Supply.
There was plants that I still haven't killed yet.
That's good.
Out front. There was kayaks. There was the UTV. Some guy came up and said, hey, do you know where the female brass hose fit is? And I have to, I mean, it's like, listen, I'm like, excuse me.
Just follow
me. We'll handle this. There were some really hot chicks in the back. Because they literally have the baby chickens under the lamps. They're so cute. And Stephanie came out because they had free things for everyone there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought of you.
Yeah.
I had to. You ready?
Oh, we're going to go ahead and do it?
Yeah, we're going to do your big surprise. I mean, it's from
big
Tractor
surprise.
Supply. We can wait. I'm
surprise.
Sorry.
All right. Yes. Oh, my gosh. It's a brand new bucket.
It's a brand new bucket.
It's a brand new. That looks bigger than 10 gallons.
I don't know.
That is a gorgeous bucket.
Food grade. It's heavy duty.
They know.
It's BPA free.
The way to my heart.
Yeah, I don't.
Look
I don't
at
know.
That.
I know.
Tractor Supply
and
friends thinking of
it.
Everyone
got us. One.
Wow.
You never know when it's going to break out.
So
JB.
Everyone got one? It's not just for.
No, it's. Well, this is the
us?
Special one. This is she came over and said, oh, this is just for KB. But look what I got it.
That'll be the new transport bucket from downstairs to
That's
upstairs.
Right.
Will it blow?
Wow.
Who's got you?
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Has it been used yet? Or has it still got that fresh bucket smell?
It's always got a fresh bucket smell.
Yeah.
I like big buckets. And the carpets were cleaned over the weekend.
Well,
I'm sure we're going to be doing it.
I like how they waited until I left the state for them to do that. All right. Well, thank you, Tractor Supply, right there. Which one was it?
Cleburne.
All
and
right.
I love Cleburne.
Cleburne Tractor Supply.
We got to meet so many amazing friends. We got to meet a whole bunch of people. And then J-Bay from the sales department, her mom and dad came out to meet me.
Fantastic.
They liked me. They even invited me to the family reunion.
Cleburne, home of the goat of Willow Flood.
When will that tank be clean?
I'm
not worried about it, but we got a fresh new bucket right now. Thank you, Tractor Supply. I appreciate that. Thanks to all the Hank fans that made that a party, too, coming off the weekend. I know sports-wise, it was big. I didn't even... Elle and I looked at each other like on Tuesday of last week. Because we did, for just a moment, step aside from the kiddo and went out and just had a pint for St. Patty's Day in Chicago.
Right.
We went over to O'Leary's over there on State Street.
Oh, wow.
Had a pint.
You could get
right
in
there.
On St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, it took from... I tell you what, you want to find a table, L will stand and stare at people until they leave.
I would give her my table in like 2 seconds flat.
So we ended up with a table right there because you can't go on the balcony, even though there is a balcony, because, you know, it's St. Patrick's Day and people get drunk and fall down the balcony.
Yeah,
steps.
You got to be careful.
Yeah, so we
Morgan
don't open
Walling
up the balcony.
There,
but it'll be open tomorrow night because it's not St. Patrick's Day.
Very nice.
That's how
All
I
right.
was told in the Chicago way.
That's very odd.
Yeah, but we realized that, the NCAA tournament is starting. So that's been going on.
Oh, yeah. We've talked a lot of March Madness.
I
a lot
have
of sports.
No doubt that I missed some
I was
amazing sports
handling
coverage.
All of it. Don't you worry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's only two Texas teams left because, you know, Tech just got slaughtered last night by Bama. But UT's still going strong, and then University of Houston. And they're poised to do rather well in the whole thing, too.
Yeah, they love the
Cougars.
Sports.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go. I'm glad we copied that.
Don't worry.
There it is. But past that, you had also, of course, you got little Bo's birthday today.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And you had a big weekend going on.
Yeah, so we had, he told me, as most 12-year-olds do, like on Thursday, he came in with a list and said, hey, this is who I want at my birthday party.
Yeah.
And so we had to put together a little mini birthday party, and... It was really, really hot over the weekend, so we decided, why not have a pool party?
Sure.
Not supposed to be that hot today, but
we
did a lot of planning as such. Not only that, but it was World Down Syndrome Day on Saturday, which is always phenomenal. A lot of people celebrating out there. As a matter of fact, I talked to a guy in Cleburne, and his son has Down syndrome, almost the exact same age as Bo. Had a little bonding over that. And then yesterday, we had an impromptu color guard clinic. And the choices were either beginner or varsity. And my daughter's in eighth grade.
Ooh.
And she's like, I've done this since six.
Yeah.
I got this.
Do this in my sleep.
I mean, yeah, you can't go back.
I'm a professional.
You cannot go back to beginner. And she walked out and said, that was the hardest thing I have ever done in my life.
Going back to beginner. That's how we do it on this show.
Yeah. It's you and me with KB and Heather Lee.